Step five, admitted to God, ourselves, and another human being the exact nature, no half measures, the exact nature of our wrongs. Again, this is a process of getting right with ourselves. So having made our personal inventory, what are we going to do about it? We've written these columns. We got down to brass tacks in column four, column five. So what are we going to do about it? We're trying to get a new attitude, a new relationship with our Creator, and discover what obstacles are in our path. We've admitted certain defects. As I shared with you, I admitted certain defects about myself. I've ascertained in a rough way what my trouble is. I put my finger on those weak items of my personal inventory. Now, quickly, these are about to be cast out. This requires action. Again, no half measures on our part, on my part. And when completed, will mean I've admitted to God, another human being, and ourselves the exact nature of these defects, which is the fourth column. And that brings us to the fifth step in our program of action, our recipe. Now, this is perhaps difficult, sharing our defects with another person. I don't really enjoy sharing my defects with you. I'd rather have you all think I'm an intelligent agent, spearhead of God's ever-advancing creation. However, if we skip this vital step, we may not overcome our drinking, our using, or our acting out. So we must be entirely honest, no half measures, with somebody like a big book sponsor if we want to live longer happily in this world. Rightly and naturally, we think well before we choose the person or persons with whom to take this intimate, confidential step. You don't want to be doing step five at meetings. I remember an individual sharing to a room that he had sex with a 13-year-old victim of the sex trade industry. Now, that did not go over well. The rooms are not spiritually fit. And the rooms ostracized this man over that confession, and he blew his brains out over it. The rooms are not safe. When we do an inventory, this is an intimate, confidential step. So we think well before, you know, going off and who we choose to do this with. This, of course, you know, this process requires confession and must have, of course, will want to go to the properly appointed authority whose duty it is to receive it. So I got to thinking about this properly appointed authority business. Now, it goes on to say in our instructions, such parts of our story we tell to someone who will understand yet be unaffected, someone who's spiritually fit. So I started thinking, who's the properly appointed authority for certain parts of our story? For criminal matters, it's a lawyer. Now, I worked with a woman who was doing armed robberies. She said, do you want me to go into the details? I said, absolutely not. That you'll take with a lawyer when you're doing your 8 and 9. But I will hear your moral inventory about your crimes in a general way, your greed, your bullying, your self-centeredness, your self-seeking. We'll talk about that in a general way, but the details of your crime go to the lawyer. Mental, emotional issues. You know, I worked with a man as who was raped as a 5-year-old boy. I remember him saying to me, I'm not really sure what my part in this is. And I go, you don't play a part, as an innocent, you don't play a part in this heinous crime. And he said, okay. And he says, you want me to go into the details? I said, absolutely not. I am not skilled to have you go into a childhood trauma and try and psychologically reconstruct you into a whole or viable individual. That's what a therapist does. But I will speak to you as a 48-year-old man who's used a 43-year-old incident to justify a life of self-deprecation, victimization, self-centeredness, self-seeking. We'll talk about that in a general way. But the details of your childhood trauma, they go to the therapist. That's for their protection and your protection. Same thing with the lawyer. You know, I've worked with people in organized crime. I don't want to hear any details. That puts my life at risk and my family's life at risk too, and their life. Medical issues. Nothing good comes out of telling your prospect to go off their lithium. Nothing good's going to come out from that advice. Now, I'm all in favor of getting off medications, but the properly appointed authority is your doctor. They understand your clinical situation. And you can express to them that you're trying to move in a certain direction and get their opinion. If you don't like their opinion, get a second medical opinion. But the medical doctor is the properly appointed authority. financial matters, you know, you're insolvent with credit card debt, or you're in large with the your country's revenue service. You know, we have certain people that can help us navigate those financial vicissitudes, like tax lawyers and debt counselors and so forth, and they can help us arrange the best deal we can. We're on the same level as a moral matter as the priest or the rabbi or the spiritual advisor. We hear a moral inventory. That's our job as sponsors. And we're the properly appointed authority for moral matters. Two things to watch out for when you're doing your step fives or hearing step fives: junky pride. Some people like to shock their sponsors and they bring out all sorts of heinous things. They don't need to do that. I don't need to know the nitty gritty details. And sometimes they share it in such a way, there's a lot of bravado. Look how bad I was. Look how horrible I was. That's not what a step four is all about. It's to understand that column four, to what character defects are in play. And another note to make with this paragraph is, I'm to give no names or details, nor am I to receive names or details. Once I start hearing names and details, it's very hard for me to forget. And then I become a garbage can for a lot of people's inventory. And you can get sick quickly if you allow yourself to be that kind of a vessel. Our job is to hear their moral inventory in a general way. The prospect knows the specifics, and they should know the specifics, but we as a sponsor don't need to know that. Okay, so we're to give no names or details, nor receive any names or details. So step five instruction, talk to the right person. It's important that they be able to keep a confidence, that they understand and approve what we're driving at, that they will not try to change our plans. Some sponsors love to play judge and jury. Oh, you're not ready for a step five. You need to do more work. See me in 6 months. And they play this judge and jury. If you've got one item or 20 items and you need to get into those moral defects, let's set aside the time right now and let's hear that. Let's get those blocks out of the way, because we're messing with their relationship with God if we don't. And some sponsors really get off on this power they think they have over their prospects. When we decide who's to hear our story, we waste no time. We want to do it quickly. We have a written inventory and we're prepared for a long talk. We pocket our pride. We go to it, illuminating every twist of character, every dark cranny of the past. Are you willing to do this? And hopefully that's a yes. And that brings us to step five promises. Now, once we've taken this step, withholding nothing, no half measures, we're delighted. There's a sense of relief. I'm no longer cowering in fear that I'm going to somehow be found out. I'm transparent and I'm delighted and I can look the world in the eye and I can be alone at perfect peace and ease with myself. That yap yap voice has died down considerably. The fears fall from me and I begin to feel the nearness of my creator. I'm drawing close to that power. And where I started off in step two with certain spiritual beliefs, now I begin to have a spiritual experience. And the feeling that the drink using or acting out problem will disappear, and it comes on strongly. I have no desire to drink, use, or act out. And I feel like I'm on that broad highway walking hand in hand with the spirit of the universe. Now, the whole point of this process is to figure out this ledger on page 18. I'll share with you mine. This is mine. This is what came out of my inventory. And I can share this with you because it's done in a general way. There's nothing here you're going to blackmail me with or, you know, the details of my transgressions. It's a general moral inventory. And so I go through my list, and this describes what the bondage of Cameron looks like. And these are my specific character defects that I've identified. And some of them weren't listed, so I added sarcasm, cynicism. Epicaricacy, that's taking pleasure in other people's misfortune. It's an awful character defect. Misanthropy, the loathing of my own species. Prejudice, unfair biases, and indiscretions. This is my resume as an untreated addict. I'll never forget my sponsor saying, "That's your resume, Cameron. That's who you are. Next time you go for a job interview or put up an eHarmony profile, you show them that list because that's who they're getting. And I found that really objectionable. But the great thing about a step 4 and 5 and getting right with ourselves, we figure out the spiritual principle. What God's job, this is God's job description for me. And here's another paradox. God hires people with the worst resumes to do his work. Is that not a paradox? And now I got a track to run on. I understand what the bondage of Cameron looks like in my step 3 prayer. And more importantly, when I'm meditating on what is God's will for me today in all my affairs, I have a list of principles that I can meditate and embody and visualize and execute throughout my day. And so I get right with myself.